even if you're not an astronomy buff or a Star Wars fan, there are five latest space discoveries which you should care about. To find out why, join Radio Spooting on a journey around the universe in our new special project, Back on Star Trek.
Our universe is full of mysteries, but there are a few things we know for certain. For instance, that the Earth orbits the Sun and not vice versa. Or that there are only 8 planets in the solar system. Well, if you still believe in the letter, you probably haven't heard of Eris. And if upon hearing this you thought about the Greek goddess, we have some serious catching up to do.
Eris is the largest dwarf planet discovered in 2005 using the Hubble telescope and initially described by NASA as the solar system's 10th planet. Eris is 27% more massive than Pluto, has a diameter of 2.3 kilometers, and one satellite called Dysnomia. The planet orbits the Sun at a distance of 96.4 astronomical units, taking 557 years to complete one lap.
Sounds like a fully fledged planet, but the word dwarf confuses it all a bit. The thing is that Eris is what astronomers call a Plutoid, a trans-Neptunian object located in the part of the solar system known as the Kuiper Belt. Because Eris is larger than Pluto, its discoverers, Mike Brown, Chet Trujillo, and David Rabinowitz, presented it as the 10th planet. But then the long-lasting debate over the status of Pluto forced the International Astronomical Union to develop a precise definition of the term planet.
On August the 24th, 2006, the International Astronomical Union adopted a resolution under which both Pluto and Eris were classified as dwarf planets and subsequently added to the Minor Planet Catalogue. A dwarf planet is now officially defined as a celestial body in direct orbit of the Sun that is massive enough for its shape to be controlled by gravity, but that, unlike a planet, has not cleared its orbit of other objects. The number of known planets in the solar system was therefore reduced to 8, as it was before Pluto's discovery in 1930.
With the new status, Eris was granted its present name. Previously, the newly discovered space object was informally called Xena, after the character of the popular television series Xena, Warrior Princess. But given the discord it caused in the astronomical community, the name of the Greek goddess Eris, a personification of strife, suits this planet like no other.